USA News. I'm Corey Myers. The U.S. is back on the moon. Unmanned robotic lunar lander Odysseus, launched by a private U.S. company, Intuitive Machines, landed on the moon's surface Thursday.
We can confirm, without a doubt, that our equipment is on the surface of the moon, and we are transmitting. So, congratulations, IM team. We'll see how much more we can get from that.
It was the first American mission to land on the moon since Apollo 17 in 1972, and the first private spacecraft ever to make a soft landing there. NASA paid IM $118 million to take six instruments for testing to the moon. ODE was also carrying a part for a future moon telescope. If you're a customer of AT&T, you had some problems on Thursday connecting to your network. Emergency services as well as texting and calling were out. AT&T posted an update on Thursday night saying that the company does not believe the outage was due to a cyber attack. They actually think it was caused by a software update they did to expand their network. They are continuing to investigate the outage, as is the FCC, FBI, and Department of Homeland Security. With the South Carolina primary Saturday, former Governor Nikki Haley adamant that no matter what the outcome, she is not leaving the presidential race. She wants to be the option to former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden.
If you want a change in our country, which I think the entire country wants a change, we won't get a change if we don't win an election.
A CBS News poll of South Carolina Republicans released earlier this month showed Trump leading Haley by 35 points. This is USA News.
Hear that? The sound of your antique fountain pen gliding across linen paper as you journal in the park. And if you were here, you'd be inspired by the warm breeze. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the wind in your face on the road is all the inspiration you need. So if you ride, get a quote and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Now that's inspiring. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Pharmacies across the country having trouble filling customer orders because of a cyber attack. That attack on Change Healthcare allows pharmacies to receive the prescription, but isn't allowing pharmacies to bill insurance. CVS and Walgreens are aware of the outage and say as far as they can tell, they've not been affected. Some smaller pharmacy groups sent out emails to their customers or posted on social media asking if they could wait a couple days to fill their medication until that outage is fixed. Talk show and radio host Wendy Williams' family giving an update on her health. A care team for Williams announcing Thursday that last year she was diagnosed with aphasia and frontotemporal dementia. A Lifetime documentary airing Friday and Saturday was filmed about Williams, showing her decline with her diagnosis, as well as her battle with alcoholism and Graves' disease. Williams currently in an inpatient treatment facility. Wardrobe malfunctions have hit Major League Baseball. Turns out the players, even some fans, aren't big fans of the new uniforms. Players say the pants are see-through and the jerseys look cheap and feel flimsy. The new uniforms were designed by Nike and manufactured by Fanatics. Nike said that it worked with more than 300 players to design the jersey that's more lightweight, breathable, and stretchy. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.